And that's a hard notion to wrap our minds around. We who have been trained to view ourselves and our children as property of power unconsciously. And we'll, as we discuss Proudhon, he's very helpful in helping us see how our stated beliefs and our behavior are not in consonance. And argues that in making our behavior conscious and our and the beliefs implied by our behavior conscious, we can choose to, we can in fact develop new thoughts, develop, reclaim, I should say, our original thoughts, ourselves, our souls. But I was about to say that it is a difficult notion, this idea of taking responsibility for all the children. And perhaps we will devote a show at some future date to suggestions for, or just breaking down what that means, because I've thought about that a lot. And it has changed my concept of it over the years. Continuing with Alice. With the development of transference during therapy, these feelings were directed against these feelings of aggression, of hatred, and rage, were directed against the therapist, but almost always in an indirect, passive-aggressive form. For example, there was an increase in the number of accidents in which the therapist was hit by a ball or something accidentally happened to his belongings, accidentally in quotes, in spite of minimal contact with the children's parents. The therapists had the strong impression that the parent-child relationship in these cases was characterized to a great degree by seductiveness and other sexual overtones. One mother got into bed with her 7-year-old son whenever she felt lonely or unhappy. And many parents, often in competition with each other, urgently sought out the affections of their children, many of whom were in the midst of the Oedipal stage. One mother described her 4-year-old daughter as sexy and a flirt, and said it was obvious she would have trouble in her relationships with men. It appeared as if those children who were forced to serve the needs of their parents in general were not spared having to serve the parents' sexual needs as well, which usually took the form of covert, unconscious advances toward their children.